Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. This is Lydia, the lifestyle coach, and we are ending eating disorders using nothing but your brain. This is a really, really big celebration, and I wanted to share it with you guys because I knew that so many of you would relate with just the relationship of exercise to disordered eating, to all of the issues that it causes in our life and how things, you know, cycle and get worse. And so I wanted to share my personal story in this. It really, really hit home this past week of that feeling of being able to just be free and being able to fly and being able to just know that you're done. Know that you have that freedom of your mind and of your body, and it's just such a fun thing to celebrate. And so I have a very, very big celebration that I will let you guys know about very soon. But I wanted to start out with this journey of what happens when sometimes we think that there is damage that we can't undo, where we have that absolute permanent damage. And this for me started, this mentality for me started very early on. So when I was realizing 14 years old is when I solidly got that idea in my head that to just push through, like thinner is better. I knew I could dance better. If I was thinner, I had this mentality that, you know, we're in our society of, you know, saturated with these ideas of thinner is better, thinner is healthier, thinner is more athletic. And I got into dance when I was 14. And so it was just, you know, push through. And it was when I had the idea in my brain and, you know, got to practice that and got to, like, it wasn't a positive thing, but I'm realizing that's where it goes back to, that when something hurts, you just push through. When something is difficult, you just keep going. And I remember a time where I was sick and I was in dance class and we were just doing these drills over and over and over. And I have a pretty high pain threshold. So I didn't feel well. I was hurting, but I just kept on pushing through and through and through. And then at the end of dance class, I just passed out. Like, I just hit the floor. I couldn't get back up. Somebody had to, like, help me, you know, walk to the office. And I'm like, wow, like, this goes way back. And then later in life, when the disordered eating started happening, right? So when I started, you know, the binge eating, the out of control eating, the restrictive dieting, the bulimia, that this is what really led to what I thought was permanent damage. So when I would feel out of control and I would binge, it wasn't me, right? Like, it's this feeling of I'm a healthy person. I care so much about my body. I care so much about my health. My health is my career. I look at everything that I'm doing to hold on to and preserve my health. And then I'm binging on food and I feel out of control. And where did that come from? And it feels so foreign to who we are. It feels so dissonant with what we care about that it's a moral obligation, or it feels like that. And I didn't see this as part of my eating disorder back in the day, right? But it feels like an obligation to make up for it. Like, you just went out of control. You ate all of these calories. You've got to do something about it. You can't just let those sit there. You can't just let yourself have that extra weight for the rest of your life or not do anything to undo it or just decide that you're unhealthy. It's like, no, I'm still healthy. I want to do something about this. It feels like a morality, because if you went and broke your neighbor's window, like, I would never go and break my neighbor's window and then say, hey, sorry about that, or just, like, not say anything or let them have a broken window. No, you messed up. You do whatever you need to make up for it. So it felt really like a morality for me. The moral thing to do is if you binge, then you have to make up for it. And I used to do lots of things to stay active. You know, I really loved yoga. I was a yoga instructor for a while. And when the binging started getting worse and worse, I had to start getting more efficient in how I was burning my calories. So, all right, I binged last night. I promised myself I'm never going to do that again, but I've got to have a clean start. I've got to have a clean slate. And so I could do 10 hours of yoga the next day, which was completely incompatible with my lifestyle and being a mom and being a coach and being all the things that I absolutely, was important that I was in the day. Or I could go for a really long, hard run. So I gave up all of the sorts of exercise that were slower to burn calories. And I went into all of the kinds of exercise that would be most efficient. So this is high impact, this is running. And I became a runner. I'd never really been a runner in my life, but it was really my eating disorder that out of necessity put me toward the kinds of exercise that burn more and more calories. So I started getting into running. And it was never an option for me to not run. If you binge, you've got to make up for it. So it didn't really matter what happened on my run. I would keep going until I completed it because it was that same, I'm never going to do this again. I need to start with a clean slate. I need to undo the binge that I did, and then I can start fresh. And it started hurting, especially when, the binging gets worse and more often, then I would be running a lot, right? So it'd be like, almost every single morning I'd go out and run, and sometimes I would bike, and then I would go and run again. And what can we do to burn the most calories? And what I found out in my eating disordered path is that when the endorphins kick in after like the first mile, if you're running pretty hard, then the pain goes away. So I would start out and it would hurt. Because maybe I'd put my ankle or my foot the wrong way the day before, and it sort of there is a twinge there. But again, I have a pretty high pain tolerance. I was very committed to the morality of I'm going to undo this binge, and then I found out that after that first mile, the endorphins would kick in and the pain would go away. And I did that over and over and over again, because every promise that I made to myself that I'm never going to binge again, well, I would never follow through on that because in the moment. When that urge to binge was there and when it was strong, then I felt completely powerless at the time. Now, fast forward to now, like, and I'm not just now, but it's been years and years now, like completely eating disordered free. I have zero urges to binge. Somebody couldn't like pay me to binge. Like it just seems completely unpleasant. It takes zero mental energy. I have a completely calm and normal relationship with food and exercise, except my years of over-exercising and pushing through that pain, trying to make up for binges, caused me what I thought was permanent damage. So how it started out was I couldn't run anymore. After a while of pushing through pain and hurting yourself that way, I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't do anything high impact and I couldn't run. And all of our bodies get to this point where it's a threshold of enough. We keep on thinking, okay, well, I can always make up for it. I can always go to the gym. I can always push through it. I can always exercise more. But there will come a point where your body says no, where your body says, stop hurting us. We're not going to let you do this anymore. And even though I have a high pain threshold, I was at a place for years and years that, I mean, I couldn't run. Even if it was just, like a jog to the car, I couldn't do it. It would be instant excruciating pain in the top of my right foot. And then, in addition to that pain, I couldn't do any sort of like high impact, right? So then I couldn't do anything like jumping. I couldn't do anything, that was like, a quick lunge because that part of my body had just been pushed through so much pain that it was just excruciating and I couldn't do it anymore. So thank goodness that I was done with my eating disorder because what oftentimes happens is we keep on pushing ourselves and trying to make up for a binge. And then our body says, no more. You aren't going to be able to exercise anymore. You're going to have an injury. Your body isn't able to recover because we've injured it so much. So the recovery is very slow from injury, and we're still binging. And this is when the rapid weight gain often starts because we don't have a way to make up for it anymore. And the dieting and restricting isn't working because that just turns into more binging. And so we have women come to us that are literally gaining 10 pounds a week once those combinations of things happen. Now, I was, done with my eating disorder. I wasn't binging anymore. And so I just threw myself to a life without high impact exercise. And the sadness in that is that although it was part of my eating disorder, on its own, running high impact exercise can be a wonderful thing. I mean, this was a time where I could relax my mind. This was a time where I got some really amazing creativity. It was those endorphins being released. I could feel so good after a run. And I honestly would have loved that as part of my life again. I would have loved that. But I resigned myself to, I have permanent damage from my eating disorder and I will never run again. And I just fully own that. Okay, that's going to be my life now. So what happens is that injuries don't age well. And so it started out with, well, I'm just never going to run again. And I'm going to own that. I can't do high impact exercise anymore. And then I started having years later, really bad pain in my hip that got worse and worse. So I had injured my right foot through running through my eating disorder and that exercise bulimia. And then my left hip just started getting worse and worse, where I would just like, you know, try to get up off of the couch. And sometimes like that zap of pain would just be so bad that it brought me to tears. I couldn't really get in and out of the car very well. And so my day to day was just getting more and more interrupted by this pain. And it was causing a lot of frustration and a lot of sadness. And so like a lot of us do, I just tried to fix it on my own, right? I'm like, okay, well, maybe I need to stop doing these other exercises. So I stopped doing, you know, anything that hurt it, anything that could get close to hurting it, I just stopped doing those. And so my life got smaller and smaller in that way. I was like, well, maybe I just need to rest it. Maybe I just need to stretch it. Well, maybe I need to learn about this. Well, maybe I need to try this. Well, maybe I need to, you know, do this to strengthen it. Maybe I need to strengthen these muscles. Maybe I need to not strengthen these muscles. And I didn't know if it was making it better or worse. It still hurt, but I didn't really know, okay, well, is this making it better or is this making it better? Or is this actually taking me down a path where I'm making it worse? I'm not an anatomy expert. I didn't know what to do. And so after years of trying to fix it on my own, then I started doing more invasive and extreme things. So I started going to doctors. I started going to, you know, to people who, you know, would tell me what to do. Give me some advice. Give me some expert advice. And so I ended up going and getting an MRI on my hip, and it might've been a labral tear and it was inconclusive. And they said, well, maybe just rest it for a while. I'm like, I've been resting it for years. They're like, well, maybe you should just do some stretching. I've been stretching it for years. And so I did what I was finally fed up with it, you guys. I was finally fed up with this interrupting my life, because am I never going to run again? Okay, maybe I could accept that. But I couldn't accept that as I aged, this was getting worse and worse. Like the problem was making more and more pain and discomfort in my body. And I saw what path I was on. And I'm like, this cannot keep going this way. And so I did what I absolutely know works, is I went and I found the best expert in the world that had amazing results, that knew what they were doing. And I said, show me what to do and I'm going to do it. And honestly, I didn't understand why he was telling me to do what he was doing. It's like, I was like, I don't feel like I'm doing enough. Like the movements that you're teaching me to do, like this physical therapy, it seems like very small adjustments. I feel like I should be doing more, but you know what? You're the expert. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Because I was absolutely committed. I came to that point where enough was enough. I was tired of this getting worse. I was tired of this interrupting my life so much. I was tired of trying things on my own and not knowing if it was making it better or worse. I was tired of talking to people that just sort of put their hands up and just like, I don't know. So I found the person that I knew could get me to the result, could get me to the other side, because I saw what kind of results that they got. And you guys, this guy is amazing. So he's somebody who you can just watch you walk and he can see everywhere where you're misaligned in your body and let you know exactly what to do. And he was literally telling me what had happened. I didn't even tell him my history. He's like, oh, okay. So this is happening in your hip. So when did you have the injury in your right foot? I could tell that he just knew his stuff. And so with these little adjustments that I didn't even know exactly how they were working, what happened is that after a few sessions of working with him, I was out of pain. And that was amazing. But the pain kept coming back and it was kind of frustrating. He's like, this is the path. This is the path, right? It's like, you're going to do this. You're going to get out of pain. Then the pain's going to come back and that's going to be the data. And we're going to know where to adjust from there. So I kept on adjusting. So you guys ready? Huge, huge, huge celebration. So I went and I saw him in person. We'd been, you know, doing some work online and we've been working together for a little while. And keep in mind that it's been almost a decade. It had been 8 years since I had done anything high impact, since I had run, since I had, you know, done anything that would be an impact on my joints. And honestly, I was afraid to. Like if you would have told me like, hey, jump, I would have been like, no, like that's super scary. I know I'm going to get hurt. I know I'm going to be in pain for weeks after that. And so I went and I saw him in person. And he did a couple of adjustments with me and, you know, gave me, you know, just a little bit of instruction. But the point is that we built a really good foundation, you guys. We built an amazing foundation of me understanding what was happening, me going to an expert. He taught me exactly what I needed to do. And I had one of the most amazing experiences of my life. So we were there together and he said, look at that down there. I want you to look at the light coming through those windows. He's like, this is what we've done. This is the foundation we built. I'd been, you know, out of pain for a little while now. And so I got to that baseline of like out of pain, which honestly was, you know, the thing that I wanted. And there's an important lesson that I want to drop in here, you guys, is when I first talked to him, he said, what do you want? And I said, I want to be out of pain. That's it. I know I'm not going to be able to run again. I understand that I have permanent damage there, but I want to be out of pain. Like, I do not want to live my life in pain anymore. And he's like, yeah, I hear that. But what do you really want? And what he saw is he saw what was possible for me, not what I thought was possible for me. And I said, honestly, I would love to be able to run again. I would love to be able to run. And I don't think that that's possible for me. But if you're asking me what I really want, that's what I want. He's like, all right, we're going to get you running. So now we're standing there together. And I've been out of pain. I've followed everything that he's told me to do. And he says, look at the end of the hall there where the light is coming in the windows. And he's like, I want you to run. And in that moment, like, I knew what he was talking about. I knew that if he was telling me that I was ready, then I was ready. And I started out with some walking and I took a couple of strides. And then I just flat out sprinted. And I sprinted all the way down this long hallway, and it felt so incredibly natural and organic and easy, completely pain-free, and just tears started streaming down my face. And I have never in my life felt that way. Running has always been something that was a bit painful for me. And this is the first time that I'd ever just flat out run. There was zero pain, and I was so incredibly, incredibly grateful to him. And so I want to celebrate that what I thought was permanent damage from my eating disorder is not, and I'm a runner, and I can run, and it's so exciting, and I'm so, so happy. But I wanted to share this with you guys because in that moment where I was running down the hall and I realized, yes, I can do this, and it is possible for me, I thought about you guys. Like, I thought about all of the women around the world that we have seen come to us that have said, all I want to be able to do is not binge anymore. That would change everything in my life. All I want to be able to do is not mentally obsess all day long. And you know what? Even if I'm thinking about food all the time, as long as I can stop hurting myself with food, like if I could just stop binging. And what we ask them is, what do you really want? Because ending the eating disorder, we know how to do that. We're the experts at that. That's the easy part. But what do you really want? And we hear things like, I want to be able to be present with my daughter. I want to be an example to my children. I want to be somebody that I can look in the mirror and be proud of. I want to be somebody that I can look myself in the eyes and feel an integrity. And that's what's really behind this. It's not about just ending the eating disorder. It's not just about, I don't want to binge anymore. What do you want on the other side of that? And I was so grateful to have that experience and have that wonderful reminder for myself here. And as I was just flying down the hall and just in this flat out run and so, so grateful, I remembered like the experiences, they just flooded to my mind of this incredible woman that after 42 years came to us and realized for the first time that after 42 years of bulimia every single day, once we showed her those basics that she had no idea how to do on her own, that after everything that she tried, it didn't work. That once she had those things in place and once she finally got an expert's help, why she came to us, because she wanted to be with somebody who has been there in that hell, who has gotten out of that hell and has freed hundreds of other people from doing that. And she came to us because she knew the kind of results that we got. And in 2 weeks, she was completely free. She was flying. She knew that she could do that. We had another woman come to us, 55 years of binge eating. And this is something that had taken her confidence away because with everything that she'd tried, she'd failed. And she started identifying as somebody who failed. And when she finally had what worked to get her free, she could do it. Like, it's that feeling of flying. It's that feeling of, wow, I would have had an overwhelming urge to binge at this moment, And I'm in that same moment and there's just nothing there. Or I'm in that same moment and I know exactly what to do. So that feeling just melts away. It's that feeling of power and freedom. And yes, I can do this. And we have women who it's been 6 months where it hasn't been long at all. And they're like, I see where this is going. I know that what is bad now only gets worse. And so they don't want to spend any more years of their life, any more days of their life being in this. And they're sick and tired. And so they come to us because they want that expert help to be able to be done all the way. And now they're done and now they're free. And you see their freedom stories on our channel. It's one of these beautiful moments where when you trust somebody who knows what they're doing and you follow that expert advice, you don't even have to know all the reasons why. And we have a lot of people come to us that are absolute experts. I mean, we're talking about neuroscientists. We're talking about people with PhDs in eating disorder therapy. We're talking about, you know, people who come to us that are doctors themselves, but they don't know how to fix their problem. And so they come to us and then they get to have that feeling of, yes, I can do this and I'm free and I'm done. And so I wanted to celebrate with you guys that even the things, even in my life that I thought was something that was permanent damage, you find an expert in the world that can help you be done with that. And I'm so glad that you guys are here because I know that's what you want as well. You want a life of integrity. You want a life where you can know that you're free. You want a life where you finally got the help to be able to be independent in your freedom for the rest of your life and not have to wonder if what you're doing is helping or hurting, because you can know. Just like this amazing person stood next to me and said, all right, you're ready, run. We can stand next to the incredible people who come to us and say, all right, it's time. It's time for freedom. You know what to do. And they can go into the world with confidence, knowing that they're never going to binge again. They're never going to want to do that again because they're on the track where they can be completely free and done. And if you guys are at that point where you're done, where you're sick and tired of this problem with food hurting you every single day, where you're tired of these moments of your life being taken from you because you are truly a healthy and a good person, and you are tired of doing something that doesn't match who you are, that doesn't match the person that truly wants to be done, that truly wants to be present, that truly wants to be free. And when you want to align with that person and when you're sick and tired of anything taking that away from you, that's why we offer our breakthrough sessions, you guys. This is a free breakthrough session where we are going to spend this time and we're going to take that deep dive with you so you can be absolutely clear on the next steps of how to solve this once we know exactly what's getting in your way. And it's just like, you know, this expert that I went to who can just, you know, watch me walk and see all the things that I couldn't see. That's exactly what we help you guys do. We help you to see the things that you are not able to see on your own because your own patterns have normalized it for you so that you can get clear on exactly what's in your way that you couldn't see on your own, and then super clear on the next steps to solve this. And that is something that we offer the world because we know that people can absolutely be free. It doesn't matter how long it's been. It doesn't matter how many times you feel like you failed. It doesn't matter if you feel like I did, like you have, you know, permanent damage. But we'll let you know. We'll let you know what's possible for you.
Hop over to LydiaLifestyle.com/session. That's LydiaLifestyle.com/session.
And you can snag a free breakthrough session with our team. Now, one thing that I wanted to note, there's a huge, huge demand for our help. And sometimes you guys will go to that page and realize there aren't any openings for 3-4 weeks. And I'm absolutely committed to getting every single one of you the help that you need so you know the next steps to solve this. And we are committed to taking that time. And I know that some of you will be waiting a little while because there is such a huge demand for our help. So I also wanted to give you a quick note that if you guys, you know, have a session and you're having to wait for, you know, a while for our help, please send us a message if you have an urgent case, if this is something where you're absolutely ready to fix, you're sick and tired of this taking your life away. And we'll do what we can to move up your appointment. We'll do what we can to be able to get you in earlier. And for those of you who are waiting a little longer, I know that if you're on the calendar and you don't have an appointment for another few weeks, we're actually sending some special bonus material out to you guys. So you have some wonderful things to be working on between now and your appointments, so you can be able to have really the help that you need before you get the help that you need to be done with us all the way. So please know we're going to take care of you either way. But the most important thing is for you to snag a spot, for you to really make that commitment to yourself, to draw that line in the sand and say, I'm done. And then we can help you from there. And this is Lydia, the lifestyle coach, celebrating with you guys and signing off. Bye, guys. Mwah.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. 1, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. 2, what isn't working with your approach. And 3, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!